Obviously, strong emphasis on the defensive side of the ball. I think on the defensive side, out of the 6 draft picks, 4 were defensive linemen. We just felt like we wanted to really infuse a lot of competition on the defensive side. Feel like we have strong competition offensively. But, you know, I think we really looked at the ability to bring productive players. If you look at all the players in the defensive line, productive guys that have had the ability in the past to disrupt the quarterback, that was a big emphasis for us. So, you know, and then, you know, our first 3 picks that we talked about earlier, very excited about those guys as well.
Central Arkansas, a kid from Montana. With that size of school, do you have to project a little bit more?
Yeah, you know, from Montana, Tyrone, he's interesting in that, you know, he could play Otto, he could play Leo. We talked earlier about Lotto position where they could play both those spots, but just his sack production. We really liked his ability to get pressure on the quarterback, and, you know, we're excited to work with his skill set. Central Arkansas, Jonathan, we had him in for a visit. He's different. He's more of a 4B type player, you know, like a Jared Audrick, Tyson, you know, plays 4B for us, so more of that style of player.
Obviously, you know, defense had to be addressed early and often, but what was the thinking in avoiding an offensive lineman in rounds 5, 6, 7? Did you guys, it's not like he was out there?
No. I think it wasn't avoiding it. It just felt like there was good defensive players there that showed up, and we just went by our board. And, you know, there's guys that had good skill set. You can't overemphasize enough the need for rush. So to bring in those guys that had the ability to rush the quarterback was big for us.
You said before the luncheon you'd wait until after the draft before really going much more into Linder and what you're going to do at center. But now that the draft is over, do you have an idea?
Yeah, we'll talk about that tomorrow as a staff come together. So without having a chance to converse with them yet, you know, I'd like to do that first.
I guess you're not concerned, but you feel like you'd be able to find the right mix of 5 guys there on the line to protect better this year?
The offensive line? Yeah, we feel like there's good competition. What we did with, you know, with Kelvin coming in and, you know, the 2 guys that we signed as free agents coming in there and the guys that we have in place being a year older, healthier. So, yeah, we feel like there'll be strong competition there.
You think Bernardieu could start? Like, does he have that kind of
skill? Yeah, we'll see. I mean, that's
what... Do you feel comfortable?
Yeah, you know, we'll see with his skill set, you know, how he shows up and how he practices.
What stood out to you at the Senior Bowl about Brennan Allen?
Really impressed by him. His leadership, I think where he took control of the offense, both Nathaniel and Greg Olson really liked him. And we spent quite a bit of time looking at him because we thought there might be a chance where we'd take that quarterback. You know, didn't know where it would show up in the draft, but when it presented itself. But, yeah, I think we really like his skill set. I think some people looked at maybe his height a little bit, but, you know, it wasn't a factor so much with us. I think he'll be really good in that room, too.
Could you keep 3 quarterbacks?
Yes, we could.
The 3 tech spots really gotten a big boost, well, obviously with Malik, but then Sheldon day-to-day. What do you like about Sheldon?
Well, I think he's very disruptive. He plays with a high motor, a lot of energy. You know, it's hard to find him ever taking a playoff. And, you know, he's disruptive as a pass rusher. And he battles versus the run. So I think with him, he's, what, 280 pounds. You know, see where he ends up. But that disruptive part of his game, I think, is what really attracted us to him.
How fortified is that spot now for you guys with those 3?
Well,
guys?
Good. I think some of it is we'll see with Sendarek, you know, how he's coming back. We got great faith in that he'll come back strong. So, you know, it'll be, like I said, great competition in there. And remember we talked about, too, trying to, you know, somehow if there's guys that show up as rushers where we can get that, you know, 1st and 2nd group guys going. So if that develops, that's even a better asset for us.
A common refrain with Brennan Allen so far is he's the son of a coach. What does that mean? What is that bad?
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, you do hear that term. I think that he's been around football all of his life. He grew up with football. So the things that come along with the game, I think that he's really a natural leader. The guy's really gravitated towards him. You know, he understands the game. He understands coverages very well. When you install, he picks it up quickly. And I think that's the challenge for him in the spot he's coming in. He'll have some time spent with them, but the majority of the time isn't going to be spent with him. So he's got to be able to pick things up really quick on his own. with limited time and limited reps, and we just felt like he did that in the Senior Bowl.
Can you look at your defense now at this whole roster and say, okay, we're pretty good now. We're not no shortage of anything.
You know, there's some things I think that you're always looking at ways you can improve your defense. So we never look like, okay, we're good. I think that we've really improved our roster through free agency and the draft, especially on the defensive side. I think we have strong competition. I think we have, what, 12 corners, something like that. So that's going to be great competition there in the D-line room. Great competition there. Linebacker, you know, with the addition of Miles, and we'll see what happens in free agency. So I think that that's a big part of it, and we feel like out of that group of guys, that competition, that some guys will really rise to the top.
What did you like about Yannick last night?
Good. He just, you know, his trait is that he is, you know, if you looked at him, you'd say he's a situational player in that he's a really good rusher, especially on third down. Third down rusher. So we're looking at him now. We feel like we can develop him to become more of a first and second down type Leo. But that's going to be the challenge for him. On the open side, I don't think it's an issue. As the more and more we watched him, of him, we didn't feel it was as deficient as once thought. We felt like we could really work with his skill set, but primarily as a third down rusher.
Follow up on him. Wash went up to work him out like this past Monday. What did you want answered on that?
Just some of the defensive line traits that we're looking for in a Leo. His get off, his lean. You know, and just see him go through some of our drill work that we put our guys through.
It
was good. I think we really addressed it, and you know, we felt like whatever we didn't get accomplished in free agency, we felt like we could do it in the draft. You know, so we'll just continue to evaluate. But it's not, I don't think we ever look at any of the positions and feel like, okay, we're good. I think we're good in the fact that there's strong competition, and we feel like it's really going to, you know, the guys will really elevate in this environment now even more, even faster. So we'll continue to see. I know Dave and the scouts will continue to evaluate our roster and see that if there's areas that we need to improve with personnel. But, you know, we made really good leaps and bounds here the last couple months.
Do you feel like you guys can find value on the offensive line in the undrafted free agent pool?
We've done that before. I think that, you know, like Alan Hearns, there's stories like that that show up. And so to get a guy to come in here and compete, especially now that we haven't taken an offensive lineman in the draft, I think that opens the door for free agents to come in and feel like they got a legit chance.
Did you want to do more at linebacker, or once you got Jack, you were like, we're...
No, we looked at it. We looked at the linebacker spot, you know, and so you might see it where it turns to free agency now.
This is your fourth. Go ahead.
When you start OTAs, what do you want to see out of Fowler?
You know, I think that, first of all, as we go through at the conditioning level to play, and then just see how he's come back. I mean, everything that we've seen now, the drill work that he does, the running with Milo, everything that we hear from him reports is that it looks really good. So, you know, I think he just needs reps now, you know, and that's when it comes in OTAs. But we're just taking it day by day with him and seeing his conditioning level. Because with the injury that he's had, he feels really good, and that on the strength levels there.
This is your fourth, you know, wrapping up the draft press conference. Does this one feel different, getting Jalen and Miles Jack to lead things?
Well, I think because we did have specific needs that we wanted to address, and I think we're all thankful that it was a really good defensive draft this year, so we could meet those needs and still get the best player available that was on the board. So that was good. And then some things just dropped and worked out for us. You know, the Miles Jack option, you know, that took place in the second round, Yannick being there in the third, and even our last pick, Jonathan Woodard. As we looked at our depth chart, we just had a meeting an hour ago with the defense, and that was a neat area for us to have numbers in training camp. So that worked out for us. So yeah, very pleased with how it came together.
Is there a position that you'd like to see addressed that you kind of didn't put a high priority on the draft that you think could use some more work?
You know what? I think as you look at, you know, we'll see with safety, that might be a spot where you see maybe one or two free agents come in, maybe a linebacker spot, and then, you know, still an offensive lineman.
It seems like you took a lot of – you went early
early entry guys the first two rounds, and then you went with a lot of seniors at the end. Obviously, that's normally how it turns out, but how important was that to get that experience in the later days?
It didn't ever come up in our discussion. It was more, you know, the person and, you know, what we saw on tape.
Were you disappointed you didn't make a run at Norman last week, Josh?
No.
Why not?
No. I think that we just stayed true to it. We felt like, you know, we had our parameters that we were going to deal with it, and then we looked at it, and now a guy like Jalen Ramsey worked out for us, and that was great. So, you know, we haven't looked back at it or discussed it since the first comments that we've had about it.
You look back at the roster now where you're leaving today and see significant changes from 2 years ago. You understand how expectations will probably be raised a little bit.
Well, I think, you know, we always have high expectations, and I think the expectations in this building is this is what we had hoped for, to keep building the roster, through the draft, add some free agents to our current roster, and we would feel like our roster would get better and better with each year we've been doing it. And, you know, we're to this point right now. So, to me, it's great. That's what we'd hope for, that you'd say, hey, this is a good roster, and the expectations, well, that's what we had planned. When we put this whole thing together, we felt like at this time, this is the type of roster that we'd have, so it's a good thing.
What can you give Miles when he's here next week that he can take with him to start studying what he's going to learn?
Right. You know, he'll be here for rookie orientation, so we can, you know, start introducing the defense to him. We'll give him a lot of information when he's here, and then based on what we can do, it's been brought to my attention we might be able to Skype. We just got to look into all those things and see what we can do, but we'll have a plan in place for him.
How do you introduce the scheme to a guy like that you may play at different spots? Are you going to have him learn the auto first? Or?
No, I think that before they come in, we'll have a plan. We'll have a pretty good idea on Thursday, you know, how we're going to go about doing this, you know, and what we're going to start the teaching process. You know, and we'll look at it. We'll look at base and we'll look at nickel. He could be base Mike, nickel Mike. He could be a base Will and a nickel Mike. So we just got to see, you know, as far as the learning curve for him, how fast he picks things up, what would work out best.
Which three players will be at the top of that board in week 17?
That'll be a good one. We'll see you in a month, huh?
Are there any dangers in putting too much on his plate too early, or do you throw so much on his plate and see what he can handle?
Well, I think every player is different. You know, look at a guy like Aaron Colvin. We had him play corner and nickel. So I think that you really get a chance to visit with the player, get a chance to see how fast he learns, how fast he picks things up. Is he a natural learner? Does it come quickly? And then you really base the speed of how much you put on their plate based on that. But both these guys here, they're very sharp. That was the other thing that we really liked about them. I think that, they want to play different things. They're intrigued by that. And, I think the biggest thing is we just got to get a feel for how fast they learn, how fast they pick things up.
Think of this two individuals next week?
Yes.
Will they wear helmets?
No, we haven't talked about that yet. But it'll be more of a teaching progression, have them go through some skill drills. Could be where they have helmets on. But I see a 35 to 45-minute session out there in the field with them.
Blake is still just in his second year. What kind of a compliment does it pay him when you guys really don't focus anything on the offensive side of the ball to build a better supporting cast around him?
Well, I think that, we like the progress the offense is making. But, I know our offensive players aren't looking at this and saying, okay, there's no draft picks other than a quarterback that's coming in. We're set. That's not the case. The rosters, I think we've proven that with the number of roster changes we've made over the past 3 or 4 years. So those positions can change at any time, and if we feel there's a good player out there that will help us improve, we'll always take a look at it. But, I think, when we sat down and looked at the competition that we have at the receiver spot, we feel pretty good about it. The running back spot, and you saw we hit some of those things in free agency, so... You know, again, it's never ending. We'll constantly evaluate our roster and see if there's any areas that we can improve it. And if there's a guy out there, we'll take a look at it.